You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Our frequency celebrates diversity.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
You better come down to the station house.
That's what I'm looking for.
They wonder what they own.
Something for the town, the nuns, the grocery clerks, and you. Something at 8 a.m., something in the library, something in the river. Everything and nothing.
Listening pleasures.
And good evening. We've tuned into Listening Pleasures.
Listening Pleasure.
And if you're wondering who that is, Click Flash Photography, based out of Montreal, Christina.
Hello.
Yeah. In for a visit for Halloween.
Boo.
And yeah, I'm so glad that you're here and that we can do this.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, we got a whole bunch of varied tunes on the way. So like kind of a running playlist as well as just favorite songs of yours and some French songs. Well, one French song and two French artists.
Good to have a variety.
Yeah. So,
so it's as random as my life.
Yeah, you do photography, and people can find Click Flash Photography on Instagram, right?
Mm-hmm, sure can.
Is that what it? How they find you?
Mm-hmm.
Click.flash, though, right?
Click.flash.photo.
Okay, so follow that on Instagram. You'll see a lot of really cool shots. Yeah, I don't know. When we're walking or going anywhere, you always... have the camera going and
you just can't turn it off.
No,
you can't turn it off. You can't not see things.
That's true. Yeah,
there comes a certain point when you're a photographer for a certain amount of time, it's just you're just always looking at things. You're always reading the light and the changing of the seasons, the colors, the mood. It's fun.
Yeah, so like golden hour in Manitoba is golden for how many hours?
As long as the boy decides to keep a golden baby.
Just rub the nads for luck.
For good luck, for good luck.
Yeah,
if you can make it up there. You got to work for it. Yeah. It's worth it, though. I guarantee it.
Yeah. But that's a kind of a cool thing. We have a long golden hour because of the golden boy.
Especially this time of year. There's something really special and magical about October going into November,
yeah,
where the sun is just always a bit lower in the sky. So it's always, almost always kind of golden hour.
Nice.
Without the golden glow, but you still get the nice dramatic shadows.
Do you get that in spring too, or is it just...
No, not so much. Except for in the morning. The spring has magical morning light. That dewy, ooey, gooey, Instagram lovable light that all the Insta people are chasing.
Yeah. So you went to art school in Montreal. I took a class there.
Yes,
we did perspective,
did.
Yeah.
I took tennis to class with me one day.
And did you
we
also
drew the
take...
skyline. We did Winnipeg skyline.
Yeah, we did. is that like where you took photography class? Like you did like...
Yeah, I sure did.
Develop your own film and...
It was digital.
It was all digital?
Yeah, commercial... everything you need to know to make money as a photographer.
Okay.
I did that instead of doing a master's of painting because it just seemed like a better way to make money as a creative artistic person, and I would highly agree with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done like a number of like model shoots and like, well, weddings and...
Events.
Yeah, events in fancy
products,
places.
Real estate.
Yeah.
All the fun stuff. Yeah. It's good to have a balance. I find some people like to specialize and nerd out on one thing, but I'm a little bit ADHD, so I think my work reflects
open
that.
To all. Yeah. Nice. And
you pay me enough, I'll do anything.
Okay. Yeah. And then, like, I feel like I never take pictures, and
that's okay. That's what I'm here for. That's why we're friends.
It's nice to like actually have a photograph. So, all you people out there, take your photographs, and also look at other people's Instagram is a great,
It is. Yeah. But you can start to make yourself feel bad by comparing yourself to others. Don't do that. Don't fall into that loophole.
Okay.
No, it's good to learn and see what other people are doing, but once you start comparing yourself and thinking, I'm not good enough, I can't post that, oh, no, second guessing, no, put the phone down, walk away, go take some pictures, go for a walk, have a tea, and feel your oats. You are worth it. You can do this. Anyone can do it. Just believe in yourself.
Sweet. And some inspiring words.
Have no fear. Fear is the mind killer.
Yeah. Click flash photography. You're in Winnipeg a lot. So if anyone wants to hire you.
Oh, I thank you very much. I am not paying Tannis to say all these nice things, but thank you.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, you did some really cool shots for my publicity stuff. And
for the Fringe.
Yeah. And
we took an old vacuum cleaner out in the snow in, what was it, April?
And you know what? Like, it was before you came. Then there was that snowstorm. Like, you almost didn't get in because of that snowstorm.
Yeah, yeah.
But you just made it. And then it just, like, covered everything. And it was warm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the thing about Winnipeg or Manitoba, I guess. Like, it wasn't like that. Like, we were going to vacuum on green grass. And I thought that was funny enough. But then, like, you know. Yeah, it had to be snow.
It had to be snow.
It's like,
it had to be
it
the
decided
old vacuum.
For us. Yeah.
It had to be the typewriter. What else did we lug into Vimy Ridge Park that day?
Yeah,
the
no,
chair,
I know.
The
yeah.
chair. The cushion. The upholstered sofa.
Yeah. It's a, yeah, it's a fun time. And Christina takes ideas and then makes sure that you look good. So there you go. Click flash photography. You have a web page, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Clickflashphoto.com.
There we go. So you've also picked this rad list of songs, and you've picked someone. Are they from Montreal or Quebec? Or
I should know. But
yeah.
I don't know.
let's just check it right now. But Plastique
Bertrand.
Bertrand.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. So do you know?
It's just a song that gets me going in the morning, and you're about to find out why.
Okay.
I dare you not to dance.
Oh, Belgian. He's
Belgian.
A Belgian musician, and we're going
Belge,
to...
And Belge.
So, Plastique Bertrand, Sa Plan Pour Moi.
Sa Plan Pour Moi.
Way back in the Wayback Machine, 1977. And here it is on CKW 95.9 FM. In Winnipeg.
sur mon lit à bouffer ça en buvant trop mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une louloute est venue chez moi, poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois. Un sparadrap, une gueule de bois. A bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc.
And that was Radiohead off of In Rainbows with 15 Step. And I'm sitting here with Christina from Click Flash Photography, but also half marathon runner. And yeah, this song is big in the playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy up-tempo running music.
Yeah, yeah. Like you, like I would definitely be all about more, probably more about the music than about the running.
100%, 100%. Yeah. I run to listen to my music. Okay. Not gonna lie, it's 60% music, 40% running.
Yeah, it's all about the inspiration, I guess, or the motivation, or the like to get a good rhythm going. What do you find?
I don't know. Just like the combination of like the exercise endorphins and the music endorphins. I just get this huge rush. I love running at about kilometer 3. Nice. And then helps you push through the pain.
Yeah. What are your biggest tips for like starting? Because like everyone has to start somewhere.
Yeah, do something you enjoy. If you're not gonna enjoy it, don't do it. I happen to like it. Like I said, I'm one of these people that gets the runner's high, so that helps for sure.
But you don't start off with it immediately, like
no.
Like, say when you started training, how long would you go running for? Like,
1 kilometer here, 3 kilometers there, 4 kilometers. I remember when I ran my first 5K, I started to cry. I never thought I'd ever be able to accomplish something like that. It's just micro goals, not setting the bar too high for yourself.
And then and definitely building towards, like, how many kilometers was the half?
21.3, baby.
Nice, nice.
21.3. Yeah. Never thought I'd be able to do that.
And you beat your personal best, like what you wanted to...
Yeah, my goal. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, knock that one out of the park. Boom.
Yeah.
No, it's a good way to. I mean, I can't say anything bad about running. You know, like as a photographer, you could spend hours alone by yourself in front of the computer. So running started as a way just to get out and feel like I was socializing with other people without actually having to talk to them.
Okay.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of people that run in my neighborhood.
Nods and...
Oh, just like, being around other people. You know, just seeing other people doing the same thing as you. And, you know, sometimes if you're struggling to finish a 10K, if you've got someone that's running near your pace, you can kind of just use them, like latch on to them and metaphorically, of course. Mm-hmm. follow their flow and away you go.
But, catch their tail end?
Catch their tail end. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, running has never been a thing for me, but yeah, I don't know, maybe I'll try it now.
Yeah.
No, I won't.
It's fun. No, you won't. Keep skateboarding.
Yeah, I'm into skateboarding.
Yeah. No, you got to start micro goals. Like, first you have to get your heart in shape. That's huge. Your heart is a muscle too. You got to remember that. And don't let little pains stop you. I was getting frustrated. Oh, my foot hurts. Oh, this, oh, that. But you know, that's just your body's way of saying, oh, I got to strengthen this area. So you might need to supplement your running with yoga or doing weight training at the gym. Or I did spin classes all winter, and that 45 minutes of intense exercise once or twice a week really got my heart into shape so that I could transition into running once the weather got better. And then from there, it's getting the legs in shape. And then after you run certain distances, things start to wake up or snap into place. Like, I realized, hey, there's a lot of different muscles in my legs. Go figure.
Yeah, instead of just using the one quad, there's two
quads. Wow.
And the push of the
hamstrings.
Yeah,
wow,
that's pretty cool. Yeah,
say hi to my hamstring. Whoa, hello, nice to meet you, nice of you to show up.
Yeah. This next song that you picked, Jungle, is this a running track as well?
They're all on your running list? They're all on my running list.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, you gotta vary it. I don't like listening to just one genre, so.
Yeah. And like, yeah, paces change and steps change and stuff like that. Keep it.
Yeah, but they're all around like 80 beats per minute.
Yeah.
I'd say. Yeah, some people believe you shouldn't link your pace too much with your playlist, but
hard not to.
No, I don't mind. I mean, everyone says something different, right? You got to do what fits right with you. Like some people say, get up and run at 6 a.m. I say, no, I'm not a morning person. I'm going to run at night. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But yeah, some people run with music. Some people just listen to their body. You do you. Yeah.
Set yourself up for success.
Hey-o.
Hey. So this one is a song by Jungle. Back on 74 EP is the album, or EP, I suppose. Back on 74. So this is a fun song.
Yeah.
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 And you can run to it.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is on CKAW 95.9 FM.
Run!
In Winnipeg.
Same time. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
And that was Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way, off of the original Thelma Houston album. That's such a classic.
Mm-hmm.
I can see why you want to run to four different versions of that song.
Yeah. Not on purpose. Thank you, algorithm, for that.
Yeah.
That was an interesting 5K that day. Oh, we're listening to it again. Oh, we're listening to it again slower. Oh, we're listening to it again faster. Still love that song.
Yeah, that's a great song. Thelma Houston. Still kicking her. Age 78. Motown Records. Born in Leland, Mississippi. Just a few facts about Thelma Houston.
Beautiful voice.
Yeah.
I love her voice. I love the passion in her voice in that song.
Yeah.
There's kind of a sophistication of like singing about wanting it, but can't come out and say what you mean. Like nowadays, it's just like we just come out and say it, but they weren't allowed to. There were so many restrictions, so they had to get creative and work around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, the entendre.
The metaphors.
I'm sitting here with Christina from Click Flash Photography. Started your education in Manitoba, U of M,
mm-hmm.
and branched out to Montreal.
Yeah, finished at Concordia.
Concordia, yeah.
Because I feel like when you're studying art in Winnipeg, especially when I was there, there was kind of this like, oh, isn't this jovial? We're studying art at the University of Manitoba, not really realizing what an absolute amazing program that is. Like, shout out to the fine art department at the University of Manitoba, especially everybody who's working hard right now in the art barn. Miss that place. Such a good space, great teachers, great program, great program development and everything. I really felt like back when I was there, we weren't taking ourselves too seriously. I think we were all looking at Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, and thinking, okay, if we want to be serious, we have to go there. And then it was a little bit disappointing when I did finally switch to Concordia. Like, Concordia is still a great university, don't get me wrong, but I just... I really do regret not finishing my undergrad at the U of M and continuing and finishing the... that wonderful program there. The great professors.
Yeah. I think, yeah. Like, just a change of scenery sometimes.
Yeah. Like, there was no progression in the program at Concordia. Like, okay. The second year was more or less the same as the first year, just a little bit more, you know, more expectations. And then the third and fourth year were just the same as the second year. Unfortunately, there was no really fourth year culmination to anything. So just all that to say,
just live in your parents' basement and
just
save some money.
Don't think that because you're in Winnipeg, you're not getting a really good education. What I'm saying.
Cool. We are at the halfway point. It's already 11:33, and it is time now for a little bit of weather. And we're going to do some background. Oh, not yet. How about this instead? We'll do some Beastie Boys here. That's about the weather right now, right?
What kind of weather is this?
Yeah.
This is the hail bouncing off of your car.
Yeah. It's only 6 degrees outside and dropping down to mainly cloudy at 1. A few clouds tomorrow, but mainly sunny through the day, dropping down to -5. Halloween, it's going to be 5 degrees Celsius. A mix of sun and cloud, dropping down to -3. So it's not not predicting snow, so that's nice.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's a bad word that starts with S. Don't say that on the radio.
No. No, maybe you can.
No.
But it makes sun and clouds. It's fall. It's good. That's about fall.
Or autumn.
Or autumn, yeah. L'automne.
longtemps.
And yeah, that's about all I have for weather today. Good biking weather. Yeah.
Burn calories, not fossil fuels.
There we go.
Cars, have some patience. We're doing our best.
Yeah, I got really yelled at today because I was trying to avoid some potholes. Don't get mad at people for trying to avoid some potholes on your bike, because they blow a wheel, they end up in front of you on the ground. Like, that's worse. And, like, just waiting, like, a couple seconds to wait till they get over.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Just, like, be
We're not contributing to the fossil fuel crisis, and you are, so check yourself.
Okay, so it's time now for TQW's event guide, from concert and club listings to community announcements.
Events, events.
We help keep you in touch with what's going on in Winnipeg. Woo. We're going to the Dark 80s.
Yay!
Yeah, that's Halloween night at the Pyramid.
Yay, the Pyramid! Woo! Yeah.
And going to dance to some Dark 80s songs. Wear your best costume.
Or and, nothing at all.
Yeah, somebody help me, because I have no idea what to wear.
Your birthday suit.
Maybe.
It's getting, I like your idea of going as a doodle.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Maybe. We'll see if I can pull that together. I know, I think I threw out that dress, so that's too bad.
I have markers.
Okay, yeah. That would work.
We'll get you a lampshade. You can be a lamp.
Okay. Yeah,
I like your new homeowner idea. Tape bills to yourself.
Yeah, that's where mine's been at. It's hard. It's sort of hard to be creative for Halloween at that point. Yeah, there's a lot going on at the Dave Barber Cinematheque.
Cinema.
Yeah, the Give Me Some Truth documentary showings are all November. So check that out. It's a really cool watch. Buy your unlimited pass for $125, and you can go to any screening for a whole year.
What?
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Dave Barber.
That's a great deal.
And the Puppet Cabaret, puppet show for grown-ups.
Puppets.
Admission by donation, October 26th. Oh, we missed it. And that's the end of Beastie Boys. And that's off of Ill Communication. Sombra. Was that Sombra? Is that how you say it? Sambrosa. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sombra. So, yeah, you missed the public cover. I'm sorry, everyone. This should have been on that 3 days ago, but I'm not on the air then. Those are just a few events listed in the guide. If you want to add your event to the guide, please drop by CKAW. Email us at ckaw@unipig.ca. Or call 204-786-9782. Yeah, we got to get back to the show. That was a nice musical break, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. I'm going to play.
Over.
Yeah, some Tragically Hip songs. The Tragically Hip never play in concert. Well, hardly ever. This one I never heard in concert, but it's on your favorites. No Threat is the name of the track. Your favorites coming to fruition around this time of the year, long ago. So here it is on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. that is the Tragically Hip, No Threat. And I'm sitting here with Christina.
Hello.
And we're talking about art and running and photography.
It all ties together somehow.
Yeah.
We just haven't figured out how yet.
And then these rad tracks to run to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you haven't ran to that one, but you might be able to.
I just might.
Yeah. New Order. You run to a New Order?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah?
I wouldn't lie to you.
Okay. We're going to play something off of Get Ready, Crystal. What do you want to talk about? We have a couple minutes. Or just play the song? We have so much music that, it's getting to the point where we have to cut songs.
Quality over quantity.
Because the next two songs are going to be 7 minutes each.
Yeah. This is just a really good song to lose yourself to if you're not feeling it, having a rough day. It just got such a upbeat everything
to
it.
And one of your favorite bands.
This is my favorite song of all time.
Oh, serious?
Serious.
Wow.
It's my Desert Island song.
Okay, so if Christina only had one song to listen to...
On a desert island.
This would be it, everyone. A New Order.
I hope you like it as much as I do.
Well, here it is on CKAW.
No pressure.
95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Winnipeg.
So that is New Order, Crystal. Yeah. What a great song.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah.
I did not write it or have anything to do with it, but thank you.
And it's a little slow to run to, but you'll run to it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, you said that they started the Oshiega set with a song.
Yeah, getting to see your favorite song live, third row, surrounded by people on a beautiful summer's day.
Yeah, that's pretty, yeah.
Pretty special.
Yeah, just the memories associated with that. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's enough.
I'm excited for
this. To just remember the song.
That's not even it.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm excited for this last song we're going to play. It's a serious reminder to seriously not take things too seriously.
Yeah.
The beauty of Jim Steinman.
Yeah. Like, that guy has wrote some real bangers.
Some real amazing musical theater.
Yeah.
Pieces.
It's just, like,
plays.
Emoting at its peak. Emotedness
and emotions that, you know, we often aren't really not allowed to feel. Not allowed is, that's not the right word, but you know, people look at you like you're crazy if you run around stomping your chest.
Well, I guess, yeah, like it'd have to be
total eclipse of the hearting.
Yeah,
meatloafing in public,
Celine Dioning. Yeah. And, yeah, what a comeback. Paris.
Oh, my gosh. I cried. Everyone I know cried. It was beautiful.
No, it's wonderful that...
She was so beautiful.
Yeah. Celine's getting back out there and feeling it again. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Celine.
Yeah. This album, Falling Into You, a powerhouse. The original one, I think it was just Celine, that one too. Or Power of Love, maybe that was what it was called.
Power of Love!
But we're going to play It's All Coming Back to Me Now, if you haven't already guessed. I wrote a song, If Meatloaf and Celine Dion Had a Love Child, that song would be the song that I wrote. And it's all because I think that these two videos are pretty much exactly the same. They're in the same whatever castle it is with the wind blowing the curtains all over
probably
the place.
Filmed on the same day. Save costs.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and Meatloaf's on a motorcycle and...
Celine's in the... someone's in the bathtub.
Yeah.
The beautiful woman is in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Thinking about Meatloaf.
And what they wouldn't do for love.
She would do that.
But, yeah, maybe.
Not that.
Maybe she'd do that. Up next is Ellen Campbell. 3 hours of an eclectic mix of music is on its way. And it's the Halloween episode. So stay tuned to the wee hours because you're going to want to hear some interesting things that they probably would never play on the radio ever again. Except Alan would.
Oh,
right, Alan?
What?
No,
what?
He doesn't. He heard that. And he's up next. So stay tuned, CKUW. And you can listen to this again on podcasts if you want, or just follow me on podcasts, and that's good too, because all you have to do is ckuw.ca and look up Listening Pleasures.
Listening Pleasures.
There's 4 episodes right now, and then this one will be up in about 10 minutes. You can find all of your favorite shows on that archive, so you'll never miss a show again. And there's some really great shows on this station.
The best.
Simply
the best, better than all the rest.
Yeah. Where else can you hear Johnny Sizzle read a comic book for 3 hours? It's great. Yeah, you want to. So stay tuned to CKW. And we're going to hear some Celine Dion to sing us out. It's All Coming Back to Me Now. Thank you so much, Christina. It's lovely to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you.
I love your running playlist. Like, you run to this one too?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, this is a pump. Pump you upper.
This
yeah.
is kilometer 19 when you're questioning your life decisions.
Okay.
On a really hot day.
Awesome. Okay. So here's a little It's All Coming Back to Me Now on CKW 95.9 FM. Good night.
Good night.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's gone away.